Yesterday we began the Machlokes, this the Maisa of David. Gemara asked on the bottom of Tesamad Allah if he tame a Maisa Shahayev in name Allah Yisrael. Gemara is saying, Akasha, why isn't Bathsheba asa to David? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Why should Bathsheba be asa to David? So we have a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, in the bottom Rashi, Shahari Edim Harbe Yadu, that there were many witnesses that knew that David was Mizana with Bathsheba, and since there was no Sayyidei Edim, it should be Asmin. The bottom Tosfos argues with Rashi. Tosfos says it's not Mustava that they were Edim, and therefore Tosfos holds that David Hayyadei. David knew. And the fact that David knew, that's enough of a reason to ask him. So we have here a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Why, in the Hava Amina, why David should have been asked to Bathsheba? So the question is, why doesn't Rashi learn like Tosfos, and why doesn't Tosfos learn like Rashi? So Tosfos doesn't learn like Rashi, we saw in Tosfos. That's what we discussed yesterday. Taisa Shita is you need Edim Kimachel B'Shefei Feres. Taisa Shita is that to ask a woman to a husband, you need Edim who see the Maisa Bia Mamish. And it's not Mustaver that David and Bathsheba, David was Baal Bathsheba, and Edim saw Mamish. And this doesn't bother Rashi, the Shittu Kubetza said, because Rashi holds that all you need is Eidei Yichud. Hein Eidei Yichud. So we know why Tosfos didn't learn like Rashi. That there's no problem, because Rashi has the Tosfos holds that, sure. You need Eidei Yichud. The question is, why doesn't Rashi learn like Tosfos? L'chaira Tosfos is right. What do you need witnesses for? David Hayo Yedeya. So David knew, so then what's the problem? He should be also. Who cares if they were Edom, they weren't Edom. David knew he was Baal Har, so he should be also to her. Man's Baal Anashis Ish. So he becomes also, she's also the Baal. Why did Rashi have to mix in Edom? Okay, Rashi holds it's good enough, Edom, Hein, but who cares if they were Edom? Should be also, because it's because David knew. Why doesn't Rashi learn like Tosfos? So the Rishash says that there's a problem with Tosfos. I told you yesterday that there's a halacha of Isus Nus, that if a man is mezana with a woman, she becomes, to an Eishes Ish, willingly, she becomes asur to her husband. And Kishem Shasura Labal, Kach Asura Labaya. We have Xeris HaKasuf, that just like an Eshes Ish's Mizana becomes Asa to her husband, so too she becomes Asa to the man who is Mizana with her. Kishem Shasura Labal, Kach Asura Labaya. Rishash says, what would happen if you would have a case where a man is Mizana with an Eshes Ish, and for some reason she's not Asa to the Baal? Man is mezana with an Eishes Ish, and for one reason or another, whatever reason, she's not asa to the Baal. Is she asa to the Baal? What would you say? Should be an asa to the Baal. Svara, what would you say? If a man is mezana with an Eishes Ish, she doesn't become asa to her husband for whatever reason. Is she asa to the Baal? She's also says ish, no, but the Issa L'Bayil is even after a get, she can never marry the Bayil. The Issa L'Bayil is an Issa L'Bayil Voya. And even after she gets a get, she can't marry. Huh? Oh, so, but look at the next line of the Gemara. Gemara said, Neymar Le'Yisro, Hasam Aynis Hava. What does Aynis Hava mean? That means, think about it, it's a Chiddush Pella. If a man goes to an Eishes Ish and is Mizana Beratzen, She's also to the husband, she's also to the bayil. If he's ma'anis her, he did a bigger avla, right? He rapes her, he's mezana with her, he's ma'anis her, she's not also the bayil, so she's not also the bayil. She's married to Yisrael, right? Bathsheba was married to Uriah. She's married to Yisrael. And someone is ma'anis her, she doesn't become asa to her husband, because an ayinus is not asa to the husband. So she's not asa labayil either. Isn't that a very big chiddush? A man is mezan with an eishes ish, and she's baratz, and he's never allowed to marry her for the rest of his life. And if a man is mezan with an eishes ish, she's ma'anisar, so then later he could marry her. Because it's only if she's asa to her husband, she's asa to the bayil. Chiddush. What? Why is it a chiddush? I would think he did. Madach, we punish him. He was mezana baratzin with her. He's never allowed to marry her for the rest of his life. I think if he's ma'anis her, he did a big avlam. You're right. I mean, you're right. I'm just saying it's a chiddush. But it's true about being ma'anis her also. I mean, the Gemara says this is not also a baal, not also a baal.
Right,
so you're arguing what I said, it's a big chiddush. Okay, it's not such a big chiddush. But it's true. If she doesn't ask it to the baal, she doesn't ask it to the baal. That's what the Gemara say. Zatu Rishash, what does Taisa say? They won the way. But David, hoyo yodeya. David knew that he was baal the seishas ish. Could David come to Bezdin and say, and come into Bezdin and say, you know, I was boiled to say she's ish, she's also to her husband. Would he be believed? Neidach was not believed. That certainly, I know the Mesa Matzmei Rasha, he certainly wouldn't be believed in Bezdin. That means that even though David Hoya Yedeya, that he was boiled by Sheva, she would not be Asa Labal. So since Lamaisa, she won't be Asa Labal, so now she won't be Asa Labal either. So Tosis is saying, and the bottom line, David Yedeya Bavadei Shenibala, Fafu Pishas Tshuva, Mekomaki Mikva, Vibay Sasura Loi Loi Hai Sasag Loi Loi Leisha. How could that tzaddik marry? She should be Aser. Maybe he should be Aser. If since he didn't Aser her to her husband, so he's not Neman and Bezin to say hey this. It's like the Rishash. So he's not Aser Labayel either. So that's why Rashi didn't learn like Tosis. What? Because there's no Edim. Taisa says there's no Edim. So she's not also to her husband. So Heyo, she's not also to her husband. It's not going to be also. It's very big chiddush. What? Why? To David, logically, I think it's Taka, logically, she should be also. But Shash is saying that the Gezeres HaKosav of Issa Labayil is totally in Issa Labayil. K'shem Shasur Labayil, Kach Asur Labayil. And if Lamaisa she's not Asur Labayil, then Lamaisa is not Asur Labayil. Because it's sort of a punishment for making her Asur to her husband. The Torah punished her and said, okay, punish this man. He said, you made a woman, she's Issa Asur to her husband. So now you're not allowed to marry her either. Why is that? I mean, I... What? Shouldn't...
Both parties did Ratzin. She was innocent. So why mess up her chance of eventually marrying him later? If whatever reason she won.
Why? I mean, why? If she is Asa Labal. Yeah. She's it's exercise her cousin.
No, not the boil.
Kshem shasur labal, kach asur labal. So if she's asa to her husband, she's asa to the bayil. That's for sure.
Yeah, right.
So the Rishash is saying that when you're not asa to the husband, you're not asa to the bayil. So Mimela, Rashi couldn't learn like Tosis. Tosis learns because David knew he was mezana with her, so he should be asa to her. So Tosis holds. So Rashi doesn't hold of that because Rashi holds that if she's lemaisa she was mutter to the bayil, so lemaisa she's mutter to the bayil. I should say. I know of a Maisa, a unfortunately happened with a married woman who a man was mezana with, and ultimately there was a get, and he married her. And a few years later, they started to become more from. And they asked me a shayla if they're allowed to be married. And Allah is no. Allah is not like the Rishash. Allah is like Taisus. If a man is mizano and an Aisha says, she's not, I'm never allowed to be married with her. He's not allowed to be married. Halach is like Taisus. The Rishash is asking on Taisus, which is the reason Rashi didn't learn that way. Halach is like Taisus. Okay, let's see the Gemara. What's the Gemara's teretz? How some Aynis happened? The first teretz is that she was an Aynis, like you said, because she was a Ketana, a Pita Ketana Aynisu, she was an Aynis. Or Iba Yisema, Kiha. Gomer Akshom Barnach Meini Amar Yainisin. Kala Yaitz, Olam Achemes Beis David. Get Greece's Kais of Lishtai. David had a rule that whoever goes to Mulchama, not clear if he has to write a get krisus, so he has an opportunity to write. But Lamaisa, the minig was to write a get. Dixiv es achicha tifkad l'shalim. Ves aruv asam tikach. That maisa happened yet when Shaul was king. That Yishai sends David to visit his brothers who are in the army. He says, es aruv asam tikach. Take their mashke. Let me take their mashke. Maisa aruv asam tikach. Tan Rabbi Yaisa to armu rabbi bin elamena. Take a get from them for their wives. So the minig was to write a get. So therefore what? Therefore, David and Bathsheba was not a problem. Because Lamaisa, she got a get from Uriah. She got a get from Uriah, so she's not an Eshes Ish. We have here a machlaikis again between Rashi and Taisvis. New machlaikis. Top Rashi. What type of get did they write? Get krisus kais of leish. Taisak Rashi. Im yomus b'mulchama yehe get miyayim ksiv asay. Bari meis or yeh b'mulchama. Now Uriah didn't die before the meisah with David as mezana with Bathsheba. Uriah died much later. But he died. So what does Rashi hold? What type of get did they write? Shitas Rashi is, it was a get b'tnai. That they wrote a get on a condition. If I don't return from mulchama, this should be a get. And why does it help? So either it helps to pata from Yibum, because now she's a Megoreshes, or it helps if his, let's say his body gets lost in Mulchama. So she's not Guna, she can't prove he died. So if he makes it tonight, then if he doesn't return, so then that would be a good get for that also. But Kapanim Rashi Shita is that it was a get for tonight. Taisus doesn't like it. And the Rabbeinu Tam argues. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, they gave a straight out get. They went to Muhammad, they wrote a get gomor. And when they came back, they remarried. They gave a kedushin again. But Taisa's shita is that it was a get gomor. What? For Kayanim, they had no such option.
That's the point of
Rashi's good. A Kayan? Well, you could do Rashi's get. What? Kayanim generally do not go out to war. Okay, except for Mechamas Mitzvah. At any rate, the Machlekes Rashi and Taisus. Which pshat is better for David HaMelech? David is better like Taisus, right? According to Taisus, David is pretty much off the hook. Because she had a get. She was a Megoreshes. That wasn't such a nice thing to do, because her husband was planning on taking her back. But according to Rashi, we have a problem. The last line of Taisvis, the first Taisvis says, "Lo pishak kunches kashik tzas." Kashik tzas, I always say kashik tzas. Very kashik. Eich ba'alel. Mamalai ha'yu yare, shema yasar. I didn't know he's going to die by Mulcham. So it's a big problem with Rashi. Rabbi Chanan, in the Kovetz Aris, in Sibin Membeis, Oisvav, that's the siman where he has his arichus. If a suffik da'iraisa is a vada yisr or a suffik yisr, we discussed that there's a machlokes between Reb Shimon and Reb Chanan. Reb Shimon holds that if you eat a suffik yisr, Yavadai Oibrin Aveira, no question about it. If you take a piece of Suffolk Trafus and you eat it, so you're absolutely positively Oibrin. That was Rav Shimon Shimon. And I mentioned that Tzemach Tzedek holds that way in a tshuva, that it's a vada yisa. If you go and do a Suffolk Trafus, that's a vada yisa. Rabbi Chanan disagreed. Rabbi Chanan is masking that there's such a shita. Rabbi Chanan held for a few rayas that it's a suffik aveira. If you're even a suffik deraisa, it's a suffik yisr. And flamaisa, you sort of did the. If you take some suffik yisr and you ate it, and it turns out it was kosher, so you were not over an aveira. Maybe it's a chsar in your eschait that you ate it, it's a bit nida, but it's not an aveira. It's not an aveira. That was Rabbi Chanan sheet. In Oisvav, Rabbi Chanan brings a few more rayas that it's a suffik. It brings one very interesting raya, a few very interesting, but one that I'll mention. Making a bracha of atala. Is this a deraisa or is it a rabbana? Somebody makes a bracha of atala. He stands up and makes a shahakol when he doesn't have to. That deraisa or the rabbana? What? Yeah, what about a bracha of atala? Saying Hashem's name of atala. So it's a machlokes rishonim if the Rambam holds a bracha of atala is a misa deraisa. And Taisus holds that a bracha of atal is a misa d'rabbanan. So Taisus brings a raya that a bracha of atal is only a misa d'rabbanan, because the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos is a man d'yamar, I think it's Rabbi Yechanan, who holds birchas kriya shma d'raisa, that the brachas are kriya shma are deraisa. And if you're masupik, if you said birchas kriyishma, safik omar, v'yatzev enachay, that you chayzer, you say you do it again. Chayzer levarach. So if you're masupik, you make a new bracha. On the tzad, that it's a bracha of atol, it's also isa deraisa. If bracha of atol is an isa deraisa, when you're masupik, frek taisvis, if you're misupik, so you're shev al tasa. You're misupik at a deraisa. You're misupik of a bracha of atala. You're misupik if you have to make the bracha. You should say shev al tasa. Why don't we say shev al tasa? So zoktaisis, it's a raya, bracha of atala is a draba. Good raya. Fek Rabbi Chanan, if you hold like Rav Shimon, a suffik deraisa is a vadei mitzvah. So if Safik Deraisa is a Vadai Mitzvah, if you're Mesupik, if you said a Bracha Deraisa, do you have to say it? If you're Mesupik, if you say you benched, benching is Deraisa for sure. If you're Mesupik, if you benched, so now, do you have to bench? Anybody? If you're Mesupik, if you benched, do you have to bench? Yes. According to Reb Shimon, is it possible that this benching is going to be a bracha of atala? Or are you definitely mechayiv to bench? According to Reb Shimon, that a suffik deraisa is a mitzvah deraisa is a vadai. So you're definitely mechayiv to bench. Or in Taisa's case, you're definitely mechayiv to say berchas kriya shema. It's not a suffik. If you hold suffik deraisa is a mitzvah, then you vadai are mechuyev to bench if you're not sure if you're benched. Because of the mitzvah of suffik deraisa l'chumra. No? Ask him. If you hold that a suffik deraisa is a vadai mitzvah, and you're not sure if you benched, or you're not sure if you said v'yatzev enoche in the Birchus Kriyashim, is it that you're mesupik if you have to make the bracha, or is it definite? It should be definite. Say with cash 1 second. I mean, B'chanan says. So B'chanan Tain is that the whole Taisis makes no sense if you learn like Rav Shimon. If you learn that a suffik deraisa is a vadei chiyuv, So then if you're mesupik, if you said a bracha d'iraisa, you're vadei mechuyif to do it. So it's not a bracha l'vatala. How could Taisa say you're a bracha l'vatala? You're vadei mechuyif to make the bracha. Elomai, it's a right not like Ripshin, that even a suffik d'iraisa is only a suffik chiyuv. And then Taisa makes sense. The suffik d'iraisa is a suffik chiyuv, and it makes a lot of sense. At any rate, getting back to the Machlaikis here, Rashi and Taisvis, Rav Chanan says, if I understand him correctly, that Rashi holds that a Suffolk Deiraisa is not a Vaday Yisr. So Rashi holds that it's not a Vaday Yisr. Was David Iver on anything? Was David Iver? Huh? If you hold that it's a suffix, so David wasn't either. He took his chances, but he wasn't either. What's Taisa's cash? Pirsha kunchus kasa eich ba lama loyha yare shema yachzar. Does that make sense according to Reb Shimon, that lashon? Come on, think. Look at Taisa's lashon. Does Taisa's cash make sense according to Reb Shimon? According to Taisa, according to Reb Shimon, it's not a suffix. According to Reb Shimon, David was Iver and Avada Yisra Deiraisa. Tosis doesn't ask that. Tosis asks, you should have been afraid she may come back, she may not come back. It's a suffix. Should have been afraid. According to Reb Shimon, the kasha is much stronger. David was Iver and a suffix Deiraisa L'chumra. He didn't know if she's going to come back, she won't come back. So he's Iver and Yisra, suffix Deiraisa L'chumra. He was Vada Yisra. Tosis says, how could David let himself into a suffocus? So Taisa's kasha is how could he let himself into a suffocus? Smash like Rebel Chana. That's a suffocus, sir. So we have a kasha on David. How did he let himself into a suffocus, sir? But it's not as chamor as if you hold it, it's a vada yisr. It's not exactly the same chayra akusha. So Rabbi Chanan brings, it makes Rashi only a little better, not a lot better. It's still a pella how David did it. But at least it's not a Vaday Aveira. According to Rabbi Shimon, he was Iver a Vaday Aveira. According to Rabbi Chanan, he was Iver a Safik Aveira, which is also not a good thing to do. But he was Iver a Safik Aveira. I began to explain yesterday to understand the Aveira of David. And the makar for what I began to say yesterday, and I'd like to explain a little better today, is in the Markeves HaMishnah. In Hilchos Yisurei Biya, Perek Gimel, Halacha Beis. Markeves HaMishnah writes that he comes from Beis David. He's a great-grandson of David. And therefore, he wants to write a piece to be Melamed Tzvos on his grandmother Zayda. And I'll explain to you what he says. Yeah.
I'm afraid
that
David was not over on...
Chanan, he was not over on a technical aveira. Technically, he wasn't over. Needless, it was a bad thing.
But basically, we're saying
it's one for you, that is not... Mafreya was again... According to Taisa, Sichi wasn't over.
According to Taisa, nothing should happen.
Well, it was the wrong thing to do. If a man gives his wife a get with the Dasa coming back, it's not right to be by it, to entice his wife to be him. But it wasn't an aveira.
But that also doesn't mean the story doesn't.
Why?
What was the whole problem?
It was a very big problem. The Navi comes to David and say, and tells him, when the Navi comes to David, he says, Abishai, he was a rich man who had plenty of sheep. Then he had a guest. He was too cheap to use his own sheep. So he went to his neighbor's house who had one little sheep. He took his neighbor's sheep and he fed it to his guest. He shakti, he fed his guest. So David says, Ben Mavis or Yishahu, a terrible thing to do. So the Navi says, that's you. That's you. You've got these thousand, you've got the 18 wives. Not enough. And you have to go, and you have to go. This man has one wife, and she's waiting for him, and you...
No,
so it was a bad thing to do. It was not an Aveira.
But when Gloria comes back, Gloria doesn't want to take her back. And
so David's upset, because there was tremendous skill of Hashem when he did.
I'm
trying to explain to you.
Why didn't Uriah want her back?
Uriah wanted her back. Uriah wasn't willing to cover up for David. David wanted that Uriah should come back, live with her, and then when the people discover she's pregnant, they'll assume it's from Uriah. So it'll be less of a chilul Hashem on David's part. And that's what happens afterwards. At any rate, getting back to the story, so like Rashi, like Tosfos, we understand that David was allowed to do it. According to Rashi, we don't understand that he was allowed to, but we understand that at least b'di'evet, afterwards it was not an avera. Rekevus HaMishnah bases his heter on the Gemara in Sanhedrin Samach Tes, I mentioned yesterday. Now the Gemara says, I misquoted it, it says that Basheva was 8 years old when she gave birth to Shlomo HaMelech. Not by the story. She gave birth to Shlomo HaMelech. If she was 8 when she gave birth to Shlomo, she had 2 pregnancies, Shlomo's pregnancy, and after the chait of David, she had a previous pregnancy, which a baby was born, and the baby died afterwards. Which means she was about 6 at the time of the Mice of David and Bathsheba. About 6 years old. The pasuk says, she became pregnant from David, she had a baby, the baby died, she became pregnant again. After Uriah died, she became pregnant. Now it had to be 2 years, because 2 pregnancies is 18 months. And the Havchana, there were 3 months between Uriah's death till David could marry her. Another 3 months it was approximately 2 years. So she was 6 when this Maisa happened. When did she marry Uriah? Had to be at least a year before this. Because Shana Rishayim, you don't go to war. So she had to marry Uriah when she was 5, or less. So she married Uriah when she was 5. Now we're not finished with the story, you have to hear this. Bathsheba's grandfather was a man by the name of Achitophel, who died at the age of 33, and at that time Shlomo was 7 years old. If you do the math, that means he was how old when his grandson was born? Shlomo was born, he was 26. He was 26 when his grandson was born. Now, that was when Shlomo was born. When Shlomo was born 3 years after Bathsheba got married. 1 year for the Shana Rishayna of Uriah, and 2 years for 2 pregnancies. Which means that he was 23 when his granddaughter got married to Uriah. So you guys are behind. He's 23 and his granddaughter was getting married. Yeah. Which means, how old could his son have been if he was the grandfather? It's a very strange family. He was 23, his granddaughter is getting married at the age of 5. So his son was how old? How old was he when his son was born? If he was 13 when his son was born, his son was 10. So it was a very unusual family. Zot Kevus HaMishnah, in all likelihood, when Bathsheba got married, her father was a kohen. In all likelihood, at her wedding, her father was a kohen. Azeita was 23. So in all likelihood, her father was a kohen. Memela, Zaktim HaKevus HaMishnah, she couldn't have had Kedushin Dereisa. Because a ketana could only have Kedushin Dereisa if the father marries her off. If the father's a kohen, can't marry her off. Memela, her whole kedushin could not have been more than a kedushin rabbana. And Memela comes out that David was over on a suffix rabbana. Shema Yazab bin Lachamo or not? Yesterday I said the father wasn't alive. So I'm saying I said it wrong yesterday. I was misquoting him. Even if he was alive, he was the most likely a kadin. And Memela, that's the limud sus. Now. I'd like to add one knetch to this. What? A cotton has the ability. Not Uriah wasn't the cotton. Bathsheba's father was the cotton. But when he married off his daughter, he was a cotton. In which case, the Kedushin Rabban. Now, the question is, why, you know, like Punk, it was a lucky thing that, you know, that she was a cotton and a katana and the whole business. So I have to tell you one more little bit of Navi to make this all a little more palatable. I mean, you know, how many families in Klal Yisrael were there like this, with a girl that was five, capable of getting married, his father was a cut? So I just would like to add one more knage. And that is, who is Urya? Hachiti. Good. It was Megayer. So Chazal say, Urya was the shield bearer of Goliath. I assume you know who Goliath was. You probably never heard of Urya. Who was Goliath?
The giant.
Right, the giant, right? You know, because Goliath, even the guy you know, Tavi killed, right? So Urya was the shield bearer of Goliath. What? Who was it? Goliath. He wasn't so tall, or however tall he was. But Chazal say that when David, if you read the Psukim, David used a slingshot. Goliath fell. When he was hit with the slingshot, but he didn't die from that. David ran over to Goliath, pulled out the sword, and chopped off Goliath's head. He didn't have a sword. He pulled out Goliath's sword out of the sheath that it was in, and he cut off his head. So the Medrash says that Urya was there, and that David promised Urya, if he wouldn't interfere, that he could be Megayer. Urya wanted to be Megayer, but Urya said, I'll never get a Jewish wife. So David said, I'll find a shidduch for you. He said, if you find me a good shidduch, I'll be Megayer. And he abandoned Goliath, and he let his Megayer. Now the problem is, if someone is Megayer in order to get married, is it a good Geiris?
No.
It's not a good, but is it a good Geiris, but do you have it? So in the Pasuk, it says, in the Shulchan Aruch, it says that we wait and see at Shivara Harisai. If he was Megayer in order to get married, so we wait and see if Yitaka wants to be a Frum Yer or not. The Pasuk doesn't say that. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that. It says someone's Megayer, Shemishas, we'll wait and see at Shivara Harisai.
We know if he wants to get married, it's still
there. But if it's good Geir, it doesn't matter. We're not Megayer because we're Chayshish, she's not sincere in his Yiddish guy. If he's sincere in his Yiddish guy, and he also wanted to get married, so on. So David now had the achrayis of finding a shidduch for Urya. He promised him. But his whole Geiris is a Shvacha Geiris. Gerard, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that David, you're giving away B'nai Yisrael, Shalchani nice and light. I'm going to give your wife to him. You know, that's why Bashev ended up marrying Urya. But David now had to find a wife who's going to marry Urya, and we don't know if Urya is a Jew or not, that Shivara Harisai. So it makes a lot of sense that David would pick a shidduch where at the age of 12 she could be Memayin, she could do Miyam, and say, I'm not interested. He's going to find a Jewish woman to marry her, he'll marry Urya, and then we're not sure if Urya's Geiris is good, where she's going to be stuck. So it makes a lot of sense that David would pick a shidduch, find some ketana who's ready to get married. I don't know how he convinced her to marry this guy, but you know, somehow he convinced her to marry him. He would choose Davka ketana.
She's fine. No bad.
Okay. It's the family. So the father was also five, you know. So at any rate, this is all, you know, at the end of Merkabah Mishnah says, I don't know if all this is true or not, but being Malam Eskusam, I say that anyway, you know, like, at least let me know. So this is the Maisa David.
Affects him too.
Affects
the end of David, affects
his lineage too. I would like to learn with you a piece regarding David. I have their copies. If you can pass around. It's Chanukah anyway, so we could have a little fun, right? Okay, this copy that I photographed that in. Okay, I'm doing this because I hope you'll appreciate the significance. I'm not... the reason I'd like to do this piece is because it's a gift to all of us. Reb Tzadik in this sefer, Takanas HaShavim. I know some of you have never learned Reb Tzadik before, and some of you have. But what he says here is he actually has 3 or 4 pages. I say pages, I mean 6 or 7 sides on the Maisa David. And it goes on the theme of the fact that David, the Gemara says in 2 places, in Yuma and Sanhedrin, that David HaMelech asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to include the Maisa Basheva in Nach. Nowadays they're putting books in Chayrim. So, you know, David said, this is not it doesn't belong in the book. Let's keep it a secret. He told HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this Maisa, the David of Basheva, let's not put it in Navi. Ashrei Nisui Pesha Kisui Chata. Lashon David in Tehillim said, Kisui Chata, let's cover up the Aveira. So the Gemara says that Hashem answered, Iyafsha. Umadach Yud Shanatalti Misarai. The Yud I took out of Sarah's name, Sarai. Oymid Vitzavach Kamashadi. Atsheba Yeshua Vesafti Lai. Madach the Yud I took away from Yeshua, from Sarai, complained. Kala Parsha Kula Lachas Kama Vakama. Take out this whole parsha from Nach, it's going to complain. So is that a great answer? I mean, it's Hashem's answer. It's got to be a great answer, but it needs explanation. Like, what kind of answer is that? David is saying that it doesn't belong in the Nach. This story doesn't belong in Navi. Why are you telling everybody that I'm Mizanah B'Sheva? Well, I said what he did was that it was definitely, at least it was not nice. At most, it was a big Avera. And what are you putting it in Navi for? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers him. So Tzadik, in his Arichus, of which I have a piece here, is coming to answer that. But before that, I just have to tell you a Gemara, which Tzadik alludes to, and which he assumes you know. The Gemara is a Gemara in Bava Metzia, Nasecher Se'omnin. The Gemara, it's on Daf Peidal in Bava Metzia, tells the story of Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish. I think you all know the beginning of the story. Reish Lakish was a highwayman, list him, and Rabbi Yechonah meets him, and Rabbi Yechonah convinces him to become a Baal Tshuva, and Reish Lakish becomes a Baal Tshuva, and they end up being Chavruses, and you have Machlekes Rabbi Yechonah and Reish Lakish all over Shas, the brother-in-law, sister, brothers-in-law. Reish Lakish marries Rabbi Yechonah's sister. So the Gemara brings a Maisa. It says that the Gemara is a Shaila from when a sword, a Sayif, a sakin, a roimech, a sword, a knife, or a dagger is makabel tumah. So when is it a finished keli that it's makabel tumah? Rabbi Yechonon says, "Meshiyatzarfei bekivshin." After you heat it up in the furnace. And Reish Lakish says, "No." Afterwards, it's still not a good sword. You have to throw it into cold water, and then it becomes very hard, and then it's a good sword. So Rabbi Yechonon tells Reish Lakish, listoi, but listoi yada. Yeah, you're a highwayman, so you know all about knives and daggers. So you know better which sword is better. So Reish Lakish tells him, "Well, Maya, honestly, you think you did me a favor? Hasim Rebbe Karuli. When I was a highwayman, I was the Rebbe of all the highwaymen. I was the best. And Halcha Rebbe Karuli. And now I'm learning. I'm also the best. You know, like it's a big deal." Maya honestly. So Rabbi Yechonon tells him, Maya honestly. I was Makarav you, Takas Kafe Yashena. They say, Maya honestly. The Gemara says, Cholish Daite to Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Yechonon felt bad. That's what the Gemara says. So Rabbi Tzadik, in explaining Hashem's answer to David, uses this Gemara to explain it. I'd appreciate if you try to follow and maybe have an appreciation of what Rabbi Tzadik is saying. To explain why the Maisa David is in the Gemara, not only in the Gemara but in Navi, it's marked on page 82. Vizehu. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'd like to read a major part of it. I hope you can follow. Ready? Vizehu b'koshes David haMelech al Hashalom. Kapseini me'avoinai u'mechatosai tahareini. David does tshuva. He says to Hashem, "Clean me from my averis. Mechatosai tahareini." From the Aveira itself should come out something positive. Shekach midasai shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'mashehu makeh b'ay merapeh. B'davei shekilkulu b'ay niskinu. The theme of this piece is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah is that that with which Hashem with which there's a kilkul, that itself is turned into a tikkun. And he explains. Umamtik hamar b'mar. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu sweetens bitter with bitter. You have a chumish, a bitter piece of wood was thrown into bitter water, and it turns sweet. Ve'ena kibus v'atayra l'cheit b'davar acher, ra'at v'cheit atzmai. The achar ha'tshuva hu atzmai goyer matayra. After the tshuva, the cheit itself brings tahayra, which means, if the David did tshuva, the avera of being mizanu with Basheva is a good thing. Yom Tzadik is going to say, the avera itself is something good. Maya honestly, Hasam Rebbe Karuli and Hacha Rebbe Karuli, Ein Sham Rashi. Rashi explains that he was a highwayman, he was a ganev, and he became a balchuk. L'cher t'mu miyay, the acha sheshav reish lakish, eich yaymer, Maya Hannes. Bishvil Shaya Rebbe ben Alistim. Well, it doesn't make sense. Reish Lakish is saying that why did you help me? Because I was a best robber. The gamla pi divrei taisis sham de Reish Lakish meyakara. Taisis argues with Rashi. He says Reish Lakish meyakara haya talmud chacham. My Yohannes leaves first the talmud chacham, then kibun de seif seif achkach nas amaretz v'listim. If lemaise afterwards he was an amaretz and a listim. Achach zira b'yechanan. Vadavaz achach zirai. Lamaiser B'Yechanan brought him back. Akaria Itorim Chumish, Asniya Itorim Mishnayitz, Vishavi Gavar Rabba. Who Shamar Zedem Ayahanis? Echa Lashanay Mariskein. How could the tongue talk this way? Achahutzrach B'Yechanan Lashivai, Ahani, Ahanoi, B'Yechanan says Ahanoi, that I brought you Tachas Kafi Yashvila. He was Shokish Lo Yoda, Oilai Hechshiv Zed. So first Kashis doesn't make sense that Rish Lokish should talk this way. Ubi Yaisa Kash. Mashamar Achakach Cholish Daitid Reb Yechanan. When do you feel bad? If someone answers you something good, Lahagdul Malosai Negdai, Rish Lakish is saying, I'm bigger than you. So it makes sense, Rabbi Yechanan will feel bad. When he sees, Ksharaya hakot mimenu misravre, the person he thought smaller than him is bigger, for Gadol Negdai, you feel bad. Aval kan hadvarik kapashta niru l'chayre divrei akel mamish leimer. The ma'idev zirei melistis liyaz gaber rabba layani like klo. Neim devarim shalim nitnu liyama klal ma'chalish estas garim bezele Rabbi Yechanan. B'dvarim shein lem shachar kilu keilu l'chayre. Why Rabbi Yechanan feel bad? Akarchach the dobro gadol diber ishlokish bezeh. Ki bivadi odom gadol kamaisi zachal l'tshuva gemura miyava. She calls the dinais of Nasa Kaskuyas, Lee's Miyurumas, your Mamish Kaskuyas. Yeah, what's going on here? Why do Rabbi Yechanan feel bad against Rish Lakish? That's the cash, right? Rish Lakish was a robber. He says, I was a robber. So I'm better than you. What does it mean I'm better than you? So what's the answer? Like I told you yesterday, the two brothers, right? You were in my house yesterday. I told you about two brothers that I know. Right? One brother who, after high school, sat and learned. And one brother went to work. And 6 years later, 7 years later, I was working for 6-7 years. And after 6-7 years of being, I don't know, he wasn't a listed, I don't think. I was working for a big corporation, although nowadays you work for a big corporation, you could be a listener too, but, you know, but after 6-7 years, you know, something happened that shook him up and he decided to go back to yeshiva. And he started off from the bottom of the barrel and, you know, he's still sitting and learning. And the older brother, who's only about a year or two older than him, is now the older one is working and the younger one is sitting and learning. So how does the older one feel? It depends. According to Reb Tzadik, the younger one took, if those 6 or 7 years were wasted years, so now he's sitting and learning for 5 years, so he's almost catching up to his brother. Reb Tzadik is saying something else. Reb Tzadik is saying that when you turn things around, the years that he was a listen were good years. Listen to his next lashon. I made a line there on the side. Mashahaya kaidim Rebbe ben a listim. Nechshev lai l'gedula Umayla mamish kumay achshav shehu rav ben achachamim. It's an outrageous thing to say. But it's typical. Those of you who know Reb Tzadik, typical Reb Tzadik. Listen to the words. Again, mashahaya kaidim, Rebbe ben alistim. The fact that Derish Lakish was a great robber, nechshav loy legedula umayla mamish kumay achshav shehu rav ben achachamim. When he's able to turn it around, the fact that he had a Yerida, was able to be Misala from that, is good. Because it became, Reish Lakish became a much bigger person, than he came from such a low point to become a Reish Lakish. If somebody learns straight and he becomes a Reish Lakish, it's not as great as someone who falls. So even the years that he fell, Kikach, Hu Yeshua Hashem Yisbar, Unishazaycha Shemei Reseina, Lahasik Zevayilam Abba, that's what the Averis of Klai Yisrael are written in the Torah. The Pasuk says, Lassid Lava, you won't be able to find a record of Averis. Al karchach the achar atikin hagamor shakol nasa kischuyais fiyarze alayne akoyel echim schuyais ein kanganusum askeres avim. What's the Tzaddik saying? That a person who's makalkel as a yerida and later from the yerida he has an aliyah. It's not just that you don't get punished for the yerida. The yerida itself made him into a better person because after he was able to come from the yerida and work his way to becoming a somebody. So it was kedai to do the Averis. It's kedai to do the Averis and come to a lower level because afterwards you can pick yourself up again. It's worth it. We had in Tzidkas HaTzadik, Reb Tzadik asked the Kasha, why don't people deliberately go do Averis? Why don't we tell people? Go do Averis so that you can pick yourself up again. Tzaddik answered, because you don't know if you'll make it. You know, we don't tell people, after high school, go work 7 years, and then go back to yeshiva, go to kol. Most people do that, don't end up going back. But if a person has the yerida, and from the yerida he's able to be misala later, it's not that being the rav ben alistim is afal pikein, you know, that he won't be punished. It's that being a rav ben alistim turns into something that was positive. Because when you look at the whole picture, the yerida was good because it brought the aliyah. That's the theme that Reb Tzadik is saying. Then Reb Tzadik comes back to David HaMelech. He says exactly the same thing. He said, when you learn Navi and you learn the Maisa of David and Bathsheba, the fact that David was able to fall to the Maisa of David and Bathsheba, which was a chait on his level, it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Because Afal Pikein, he ultimately became David HaMelech, that was the David HaMelech. That's one of the seven Ashbizim. That's one of the four pillars of the Kisei HaKavod. It's not a Gnus of David. It's a Mailin David. It's a Mailin David. If you look at the last paragraph, I mean, you see the last paragraph starts, Zehu Avaydes B'chol Nashichas Shazachas L'Zeh David HaMelech Al HaShalom. David's Avayda was from a Yerida, to be able to have an Aliyah. It's not a Gnai, it's not a Gnus. That's why it was written. At the end of the column, I made a line on the side. He says, Afilu Tema Shahiyaz Bezeh B'chol Oin She'achet She'isparsim HaGnus L'chol HaDairis. Even if you're going to learn that it was a punishment to David, that has to be written for generations. Mekalmak and EF Shishar Gnus Kayim La'at. Can't be Hashem left a Gnus of an Adam Gadol in the Torah. Kamish Ksafti. Al Karchach Dolay Nichtiv Ela L'Shvachan. Certainly it was written for a Shvach. He said earlier that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't even write the Gnus of a Behemoth Tmeya. Because I'll say the Torah doesn't speak in Lashon Shemis of Gnai. Al Karchach was a Shvach. Ukamai Shechatoy Mahayim Hayu Gedoylim Bishas Achait. The Inyan Chetam, kachem gedaylim acharatikun beinyan aschus anasameyan. Listen to the words. The person has to chazen these words to know them for his life. Kemay shechatoyim ohein hayu gedaylim b'shasachet be'inyin chetam. Just as terrible as the Avera of David was when he did it, and just as terrible as the Avera of Rish Lakish was when he did it, kach em gedaylim achar atikon be'inyin aschus hanasamehen. Kishlita sa'adam b'ra'aloi kifitekef ashlita, and what's titled? You get the message? If you get it, it's not an easy thing to incorporate. It's not a Dvar Torah that you can easily say over. It's only a person has to have an appreciation of. It's much easier to function when you have an appreciation of what your reader means. When a person thinks that your reader just means that you're going to burn in Gehenna, you don't have an appreciation of what it means to be an Eved Hashem. When a person has an appreciation that your reader is something which is an opportunity, when a person can appreciate that a Yerida, or a stretch of time that he's not doing things properly, is an opportunity to be like David HaMelech, then it's a different attitude that a person, different drive that a person has. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Amadach the Yud of Sarai, when I took it away, had tainis. If I take away a parsha from the whole parsha from Navi, it's still going to have tainis. The pshat is, it's a parsha, it's something to learn from. It's just a story. Navi is what to learn from. The Navi doesn't bring all the stories. Doesn't bring all the history. Only brings the maisen that a person can have an appreciation for. And this maisen is an appreciation of the big yisayid. The yisayid that Reb Tzadik is writing here. And I guarantee you that if somebody would just get up and make a speech, and in English you would say the words, like what it says in the first place where it's marked off, Mashahaya kaidim Rebbe ben alistim, I'm going to get up and say that Reish Lakish gets just as much schar for being a robber as for being a Talmid Chacham. You think he's insane? He gets schar for being the best robber? Reb Tzadik's explaining that he does. Because from the oimik of the Yerida of Reish Lakish, he had an aliyah. So Reb Yechanan felt bad. Let's call it Shdaite to Reb Yechanan. And Reb Yechanan didn't have it. Reb Yechanan didn't have it. Reb Yechanan was a good boy from the beginning, straight through. From the beginning, straight through. And I have friends who I went through, high school and elementary school and high school and Sifta and Beis Medrash. Nowadays people switch yeshivas a lot. You know, but I was in the same yeshiva from third grade till, straight through till today, pretty much. So I had classmates for many years. So, there was always the one or two people that were goody-goody from the beginning straight through till the end. So some of us hated him all the time. We didn't say it, but goody-goody, he always sits by the Rebbe's desk and, brings an apple for the teacher. Not quite an apple for the teacher. He's always got a question, always raises his hand, and he's always behaving and getting all the stars, and getting, the 100 average. So, some of us didn't like those guys. Right? Some of us didn't like them. I was busy being sent to the principal's office every other day, and, he was getting all the credit. Reb Tzadik says that I'm better off than them. Yeah, I turn it around, So I'm better off than him because I got in trouble. When I meet my ninth grade Rebbe, I don't remember which Masechta we learned in ninth grade. Because I didn't learn much of a Masechta in ninth grade, but it's any condolences or consolement for people who didn't. But, so at least, according to Reb Tzadik, you see why I like Reb Tzadik now. Reb Tzadik is saying that your reader is a good thing because your reader gives you an opportunity for aliyah. He doesn't say you should pursue your reader, but we don't have to pursue it. It happens to us that we have times of your reader. And I find that guys don't have no clue to this whole message. That people have no clue. They have periods of your reader, and they have a downer, and they're down, and then they have no clue that there's such a thing as turning it around, picking it up again. Being optimistic even in a time of Yerida. So Reb Tzadik says that's why we're learning Ksuvah's Daf Tes. Why do we have a Gemara that tells us about the Chet of David? Why do we have such a Gemara? Why do we have such a Navi? Just to teach us this lesson. To teach us this idea that Yerida, which turns into Aliyah, is something that you can learn from. Kapseini means not mechatosay tareini. Throw away my chaton and make me tar. Mechatosay tareini. The chaton themselves are the source of time. That's this lesson. It's a very important lesson. As I said, it's typical of tzaddik. It's similar to the halacha that I mentioned yesterday from tzaddik. And you have to incorporate. You have to incorporate. Always bothers me, Chanukah comes and goes. You know, Sukkot, Pesach, Lamaisa, Shavuos, you have a certain, it's a change, a big change in schedule, and you have something from it. You walk away. Pesach, Lamaisa, you walk away with certain Pesachic, Ruchniistic feelings. Even Purim, certainly, a certain Simchas HaYehudis. And Chanukah, it seems that Chanukah comes, and you know, a certain amount of fun in Chanukah, and having a little more time off, and having latkes, and donuts, and dreidel, and Chanukah gelb. A certain amount of fun, but there's no opportunity so much for Ruchnias. And they like, at least, you heard a message you know, 2 days in a row, at least if you can take it with you, this message, this theme of the Tzaddik, that to know that your reader, not only it's normal, but it's desirable in the sense that once the reader's here, it can be a big ticket. A person can make something good. Okay. The next piece of Gemara, which we're going to do tomorrow, is the third major Taisvis in the Sugya of Svechsveig. Okay, we had actually one Taisvis about Chazaka, one Taisvis about Svechsveig, Taisvis Ila Mesagla, which we're going to spend two Shiurim on, is the last major Sugya of Svechsveig here. Taisvis Ila Mesagla Ksuba. You have to just understand Taisa's original Kasha in the beginning of the wide lines. And from there you go to the Pnei Yeshua. And again, the Shach and the Shach Shmeitza. It's the last major sugya, just to tell you in one sentence what it's about. It's about the following question. Could you use a Svek Sveika to be Maitzi Mamon? That's the question. Could you use a Svek Sveika to be Maitzi Mamon? If I'm Teveya, you Mamon. And I have, and you say you don't know Yomi money. And I say, well, I have a Svek Sveika, if this is true Yomi. And if that's true, I have a second reason. So I have a Svek Sveika to be Maitzi Mama. Could you be Maitzi Mama with a Svek Sveika? Why would you say I'll be Svara? Svek Sveika is Matam Raiv. And then Alka Mama Nacha Raiv, so how could you be Maitzi Mama with Svek Sveika? Which is Peshu's Kash on Taisvis. And when they spend time on it, and that's the last major hurdle. I'm going to get the bottom here. I think we know the first.